it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Visit progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary, not available in all states or situations.
Tito's Handmade Vodka is America's favorite vodka for a reason. From the first legal distillery in Texas, Tito's is six times distilled till it's just right, and naturally gluten-free, making it a high-quality spirit that mixes with just about anything, from the smoothest martinis to the best Bloody Marys. Tito's is known for giving back, teaming up with nonprofits to serve its communities and do good for dogs. Make your next cocktail with Tito's. Distilled and bottled by Fifth Generation Inc., Austin, Texas. 40% alcohol by volume. Savor responsibly.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, great to have you with us on a Monday podcast. Al Dukes, what is on your mind today, sir?
Oh, hi, Jerry.
Ooh, hello.
In another example of the internet is lying to you when they tell you that nobody has money anymore. And no one. The See Here Now Festival was in Asbury Park this weekend. It was a two-day festival, and the tickets were like $300.
Yep.
It was packed with young people. Not boomers who've taken all your money, like people complain
about. No, but
20-year-olds. 20-year-olds, 25-year-olds. I mean, there were some older people as well.
Sure.
But I am telling you, it was tons of young folks going to $300 concerts.
I would love to talk to these young folks. I'm assuming they were of age. I would think they were probably 20. How many of them would you say, let's say, between the ages of 21 and 30? What percentage of that age group do you think are still living home?
90% of them.
Yeah. It's funny. The one conversation I keep having with my friends are, how are our kids going to be able to afford housing when you look at the prices today? Rent, buying a house. Well, I don't know. I have no idea. My guess is they all live at home. They've got money and they spend it. Or they're just charging.
Yeah, that's probably true. You're probably right. They're probably living at home and they're like, if I have to live at home, I'm going to go out and do stuff so I don't have to be at home. I can
be
out
true.
And about.
You do not want to be home.
Right. Plus, I used to like to do things when I was younger, so I would have been going to concerts and everything
as well.
Of course.
Big concert goer you are.
Oh, it was huge.
Yeah, I know.
I never thought 2 seconds about what's the parking going to be like, how long is it going to take to get in and out of there. It never crossed my mind.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm obsessed with it as an adult.
As this area gets more and more congested, and it's really become noticeable. I mean, it's always been congested, but the last few years, it has gotten ridiculous. I mean, to me, now that we're out, it seems like fully out of the pandemic and people are back to work, local driving, construction everywhere, the city getting in and out of the city has become a mess again. It now is a big part of my decision making, too. Like, I wanted to go to a Met game last week. I didn't want to.
You know, I'm thinking, though, like when I was going to these concerts and games and things when not thinking about driving, all of my three friends that I've had my life, Steve, John, and Paul, all three of them loved to drive.
Yeah.
So I was never driving. I would go, if you were to call me, this is prior to owning a dog.
Sure.
If you were to call me and go, hey, I'm thinking of taking a ride to Atlanta and then turn around and coming back, I'll drive. I'd be like, yeah. Like, I would go anywhere. I had a friend, Dave Miller, who, like, a year out of high school or whatever, he used to like to go to the Meadowlands to bet on a couple of horse races.
Yeah.
And then we'd come back home. I would go because I would
take the ride.
I'll take the ride.
And when I think back to when I was in college and even probably right after I first got married, before all my friends got married, the, hey, do you want to take a ride? That was a thing.
Yeah.
Hey, can I get everyone to the store? I'll take a ride. Yeah, I'll go. Why not?
I'll take a ride.
You know, and I would still take a ride. Don't get me wrong. But the idea of driving to places, I think the Mets were in Philly last week, is the one game my son wanted to go to. And to me, I'd rather go to Philly than, I've said that. But even then, I was like, no. Like, I'm good. Not really. Not right now.
Yeah, I don't know why traffic doesn't bother me if I'm a passenger, but it bothers me if I'm the
driver.
Because
you're not the one that's got to make the moves.
Yeah.
That's why. When you've got to maneuver, like I take the Turnpike home a lot. But I don't go, I still take the Pulaski Skyway, because the difference between, if I get on the Turnpike right after the Holland Tunnel and take it to 11, it's like $6, which, all right, it's $6. Well, you multiply that times 22 times a month, all of a sudden, that's an extra $122 a month. We're already paying $20 a day at the Holland Tunnel, so do that math. So if I take the Pulaski Skyway and I take it to, I think it's exit 13A and get on there, it's $1.35. That's a monster savings to just go a few miles out of your way, and maybe it takes an extra 2 minutes. Dude, the last few times, I'm not going today. They've closed the car lane entrance.
Yeah.
To get on at the truck, it's ridiculous. And it's like that, the anxiety of this truck and the cars, and there's 8 lanes, and it's a pain in the ass.
So I have legitimately not gone the Pulaski Skyway way, and it has to be 9-10 months.
Okay.
Right? And then as I was going my regular way back to the Turnpike, they were closing the truck lanes. So everyone had to get into the car lanes.
Right.
But it was still more manageable because it was a much longer space to do that. But it just sucked that I was now driving with all these trucks. So I said, I'm going to go to the Pulaski Skyway. So it lasted 3 or 4 days. And then I hit this thing. I was like, I'm not going this way
anymore. It sucks because you can literally, I'll go a month, that won't happen. And then it'll be 3 days in a row.
Yeah.
And you don't know when it's going to be over.
Right.
And some days it's worse than others. Sometimes it backs up beyond the toll booth.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, it's a half hour sometimes.
Yeah.
And again, it's not the world's biggest issues.
Oh,
I know
yes,
that.
Yes, it is.
But it just is annoying. But my point is, when you've got all of that surrounding you, and you're the one driving, it's a little different than if you're the one sitting, good luck with this guy.
Yeah, you're the passenger.
It's different.
Yeah, you're right, man. I would always go for a ride. Going to go to the mall. I got to get my mom a birthday card. I'll go for the ride.
Yep.
Pick me up.
Now you're not going for the ride.
Go to McDonald's. I'll take a ride.
Now you have a dog.
No, I'm not going for a ride.
The dog takes you for a ride.
It's true. Also, are you interested at all in like the history of the town you live in?
Not really.
Does your town and the surrounding towns, like, I don't know if this is just a down the shore thing or not, but like if you go into a local hardware store, a local whatever, they have all these books on the different towns, and they're all like these black and white photos and all these things.
I think I get it in Walgreens. They sell them
in Walgreens. Yeah, they might have like whatever town you're in, and they have. And you look at it, and it's like, wow, this is like my town from the 1920s. Mm-hmm. And the problem I'm finding, because I am interested in like Asbury Park, but I want to see what our towns were like in the 70s and 80s. And it seems like all of the historical things
are 100 years old.
Yeah. Mm. They're like, it's almost like in the 70s and 80s, we thought, we're in the modern era.
Yeah.
We don't have to preserve our history. That's all the stuff from the 20s.
Well, I think you could probably do that if you went around and talked to people that are in their 70s and 80s now, when they were like parents. I would say in the 1970s. Yeah, I mean, sure. My parents are in their late 70s. I was born in 74. So they'd be good people to talk to. They don't live in Asbury, but I'm saying people of that age, and see if they have old photos. And you could make your own. You could make your Asbury Park book of the 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
Dukes book.
Yeah, because I was Googling it the other day. I was looking at old pictures. I've been just trying to figure out like where historical landmarks from Asbury Park in the 70s and 80s were to today. Like what's in its spot today?
Yep.
What's in its place?
The one thing that I thought was cool, there's a car dealership on Route 35 in Hazlitt called Bueller. Bueller and Bitter, I don't know if that's still the name of it, but that's what it used to be. And in there, because I bought some cars from them back in the day, and my brother's, one of his best friends, like, runs the place. So I've been in there numerous times. They have a lot of old photos. And I mean, like, and they're big. They're blown up. They're probably, like, 12 by 18 photos that are framed, and it shows like what Route 35 looked like in 1952 and, you know, what across the street. And those, I think, are very neat. But am I all that interested? No. I'm looking to move soon. So I'm really not. But I love old photos of really anywhere, to be quite honest.
I even Googled, or I was asking Grok. I gave Grok my address. And I said, hey, Grok, what used to be here? Because these weren't condos.
Right.
This is a Jersey Shore town on the water. Like, what was this? Well, I gave it my address, and it said, there were boarding houses, which I never understand. Like, what's the difference between a boarding house and a hotel? Do you know what the difference is?
Maybe you stayed longer. Like, a boarding house, maybe you stayed for 6 months at a time. I don't know.
And less amenities, like?
Yeah, maybe you're just getting a room. Maybe it's a cross between an apartment and a hotel. It's like a long-stay hotel type of place without the amenities.
Okay, what's the difference between a boarding house and apartment? That's what I asked it, Jerry.
Yeah.
An apartment provides a private, self-contained living unit with its own kitchen and bathroom, while a boarding house offers a private room within a larger residence where residents share bathrooms and kitchens.
So that, it's funny you bring that up, because when I was looking at colleges, one of the things I couldn't get past was the sharing of the bathrooms.
Yeah.
And the showers. And I just, there were a couple of places I liked that I thought about, oh, it'd be up. Like, I liked Albright College. A friend of mine went there. A couple of friends of mine went there. And I thought, man, I looked at it. I'm like, maybe I'll apply here. I couldn't get over the dorm situation. And I know in 2025, most of these colleges now, the kids are more living in, it's more apartment living.
Yeah.
It's a lot better than it was even 30 years ago for us. But it was one of those things I'm like, I think I'm good. This off the list.
Yeah.
You know, like, you really had to knock me over living wise if I was going to live away. And I wound up not.
Yeah. So, yeah, a boarding house sounds terrible.
Yeah, it doesn't sound great.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
So I guess that's there was a boarding house on my property of what is my property now. And then it also said there was a seafood restaurant there.
Oh, yeah.
I would love to get like an old menu from this seafood restaurant. That would
be. Did you were able to find out what the name of it was?
I did. I was able to find the name, but I couldn't find any.
No info on it?
No. There was, Grok thought that there was, I guess at one point there was an old menu on eBay. But when I went to eBay, it was not there. But that would be cool. Like, I'd like to get an old sign from the...
That would have been cool. Lobster tails, $4.
1980 prices.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That would have been neat.
Yeah, that would have been cool. Would have been cool to see.
Do you ever go to old... Do you ever... And I know it seems weird, and I say this half-jokingly. You ever just go walk, like, garage, when your town does garage sales, just to see if you can find old stuff like that?
Yeah. You know, I don't do... I should, because I would actually like that stuff.
I would, too. You know what I'm always like? I could see people taking pictures and posting it on Twitter. Hey, yeah. Look at Cheapo trying to buy stuff at a garage sale.
What is Jerry Recco doing at a garage sale?
But it seems fun.
Yeah, and like my town, maybe your town does too. They have like, they'll pick like a Saturday in September and it'll be like town-wide garage sale, right?
Absolutely.
And yeah, I always just feel like a loser looking.
Yes. But you know what you do see? You see the old pickup trucks roaming around town and they're looking to buy stuff that they're going to go sell for a profit.
Yeah, I mean, there are... You're right. There are things probably that people don't know they have something interesting.
I wish I had something like that.
Yeah, me too.
I don't. I have nothing interesting.
I don't either. Because we grew up in the era where our fathers, mothers,
I know,
threw all their crap out, so it became valuable.
I know.
Our parents, having had their stuff thrown out as children, saved everything. Nothing is scarce.
So true. So true. You're not wrong about
that.
Yeah. You're not wrong about that.
Another random thought I had over the weekend. I don't know what I was talking to Gina about. Gina talks a lot about like how she thinks AI is going to like
take over the world.
Take over the world. A lot of doomsday. And I think she was saying like, she goes, you know, like Bill Gates, blah, blah, blah. And they have bunkers where they plan on going to hang out until it all. And I was like, I don't want to be a bunker person wherein I go into a bunker, nuclear war happens because of AI, and then I come out of the bunker and it's just me and a handful of bunker people, right?
Start over.
But
a weird way to live.
But that's like, and imagine being, I'll use Bill Gates as an example. That guy is in the lap of luxury, right?
And isn't he like 80?
Yeah. So if that guy's in the lap of luxury, he's going to go into a bunker, come out.
And, right, eat rice and beans.
Right, and not be the king because.
I don't know. It's terrifying if you really, it's like a lot of things. If you really sit there and focus in and think about stuff,
yeah,
you will think yourself, like one of the things I put in the calendar was don't overthink yourself into depression. Because I really do think that's a big issue we have in society right now.
Overthinking.
People overthink a lot. Sometimes it's warranted. I'm not saying it's not. But if you're going to spend an inordinate amount of time just harping on one thing that's eating at you or bothering you or bugging you or scares you, you are going to live your life terrified. And, you know, I don't know. We can go back to the Cold War. We can go back to the 80s with Gaddafi. We can, all these different times we've lived through, could paralyze us here when we're still here. Doesn't mean we will be tomorrow, but we're still here today. I don't know.
Yeah, and I don't want to be one of the few people that survive because I happen to be in a bunker. You know what I mean? Like, I will go away with the rest of you and we'll figure out where we go from here. I don't want to be...
Well, you're going nowhere. You're going to melt.
I don't want to be with the bunker people.
I know.
Who crawl out of these bunkers with no food or whatever.
And like, start society over again.
Yeah. It's like the doomsday preppers. I guess they're the same things. They're the people that have these bunkers in their backyards and they fill it with, like, you know, canned tuna or something.
For sure. And water and all sorts of things like that.
Then I got to hunt. There's nothing even out there.
I don't. You're right. Because everything would have been killed off you.
Yes.
I think cockroaches could get through. You could eat cockroaches.
Eat cockroaches. Yeah. They're right. You're right. They say cockroaches can.
And even if you think about it to that end, the soil wouldn't even be good to plant anything.
No.
I don't think.
It'd be all radiation.
Yeah. It's a scary thought. And it's not worth talking. It's just not worth discussing. It's terrible.
There's a man on the internet now, and people are trying to think whether it's a scam or not. You know, there are pieces of meteor that land on the Earth. Mm-hmm. This guy claims he got this piece of meteor that landed on the Earth, and then when he brought it in his house and was in his house for a few days, and a thing started growing out of it, it almost looks like a, but it's black, almost like a hermit crab type thing, and it's like a breathing thing. But this guy just has this in his house now. And
better hope it doesn't like eat him up one night.
Right, but that's what I mean. Like, is it fake or is it real and he's just got this random weird thing? And why isn't this on the news, like you would say?
I don't know what's real anymore.
Yeah,
I've said this 1,000 times and I will say it 1,000 more. There's so much bull crap out there. There's so much misleading video, AI video, stupid stories that are made up that seem real. I don't know what reality is any longer. Honestly, that sounds goofy, but even in a few minutes, you're going to get the warm-up show if you're watching this. And you brought up the Charlie Kirk funeral arrangements and all these NFL quarterbacks. It was written that they were all donating money to help out the family, and it all looks so real. I read one about Jordan Love. You were telling me now we found out all of that's fake. Like, what's real? Here's what I know what's real. Me sitting here.
That's about it.
I don't know anymore. It's a tough time. It really is. And my wife said we were driving home from a golf tournament this weekend my son was in. We were having the conversation about, like, how about these kids' minds as they just stare into these effing phones nonstop? Like, what are we doing to their heads?
Yeah, because if you see a video online that's blurry, or you go, this UFO picture, well, I don't know what this is.
Yeah.
And then, so you don't believe it. And if you see one that's crystal clear, it's so clear, you go, this is AI. It's so clear. So either way, we're now not sure.
If the picture's not great,
we're not sure. If the picture's too great,
no idea.
We're not sure.
How about something as simple, let's dumb it down to our business. How about a simple, now you knew because you're a Stern fan, But when the whole thing last week with Stern not there, and what's his name that was doing the show?
Andy Cohen.
Right. So I think CNN went with that live, like breaking news. And
AP
other,
News as well.
A whole bunch of outlets went with that. I'm like, wow, look at that. Even that wasn't real. Oh, it was a prank. I get it. But it's that easy to put this misinformation out, and it just permeates. And it's so fast.
Yeah.
And there's no retractions. There's no nothing. We just move on. It's really, it's funny. One guy, I'm going to pride myself. I don't know if that's the right word. I like the fact that I have never gotten too engaged in social media. I have it. I haven't looked at my Instagram in 3 weeks, Facebook in months, if not more than that, and Twitter only when I'm here. I had one, you probably saw it. One guy was blasting the crap out of me on social media for claiming I didn't know who Charlie Kirk right. was. I'm sorry. I don't find myself hard right, hard left. I'm pretty much down the middle. Probably lean right for sure, but I don't classify myself as anything. I'm sorry that I didn't know who he was before this. But part of that to me is I don't absorb it constantly like a lot of people do. I look at the New York Post every day. That's about it. And usually it's headlines and sports. But it's just, I can only imagine if like a 16-year-old is just, especially with that For You, that's almost, it's funny. I liked it when it first came out. I think it's dangerous now. It's one thing if you're getting information from people you decide you want to hear from. You're getting stuff you ain't asking for now, and it's in your face constantly.
Yeah.
It's really interesting.
Yes.
In a weird way.
Yeah. The For You, it depends. Like, if there's nothing too crazy going on in the world, the For You could be comical. I find it funny. There's
sure,
a lot of funny things yeah. in there. But you're right. If there's like, if someone gets shot or something happens, like, you're getting inundated
with that.
All these different fake headlines, yeah. real headlines.
Like, I use Twitter, as you know this, I use Twitter as my replacement for the Associated Press. That used to be where we got all our news. Now it's Twitter. So if you look at the people I follow, it is 90%, I would think, sports people. It's 90% writers, teams, PR guys, certainly people in the business, no doubt, everybody here at the radio station. I'm not following CNN News or I don't follow Fox News. But boy, I put that For You in, I get hit over the head with all of it.
Yeah.
And now, here's where it's great. It's great, like a morning like today, and I didn't get to play a lot of it, but a morning like today where we are so focused on the Giants and the Jets, I found so much great sound from around the NFL that For You section hit me with. I would not have found it. So there's positive to it.
Yeah.
But boy, oh boy, there's some of it. I'm like, I don't want to see this.
Well, that's the thing. I hear Joe Rogan talk about this a lot, too, which is like this idea that, you know, we all say, oh, we hate social media. It sucks. It's harmful. But then if you find one or two really interesting things or people that you didn't know existed that you now really like,
for sure.
it keeps you going back.
Yep.
But like, what is the percentage ratio of how many bad things or experiences do you get to find the one or two
right.
things that you might carry with you for the rest of your life as a positive?
Right. This is not a sales job where I know it's going to be 90% rejection and 10% success and I did well. You get hit with 90% of stuff you don't want to see or put you in a bad mood, or that 10% ain't worth it.
Yeah, but we think it is. Right. So like
some,
right. You yes. can go like, I'll be like, well, I did find that blah, blah, blah. That yeah. was really helpful to the way I eat now
sure.
or the way I am healthier or something. And I will cling to that even though I'm going to consume a whole bunch of
crap,
nasty crap yeah. that's going to make me angry.
I hear you.
Roar.
YouTube hasn't gotten to that point yet. YouTube seems to really. That's the one, I don't even know how I call that social media, but that's the one thing that I still find. I haven't come across too many things on my timeline that I'm not interested in.
I agree. Same with me.
And it's been a lot better than the other one. At Instagram, I'm just not on really enough to know, but the Twitter For You thing is just, my head's going to explode. But I like the YouTube.
Yeah, the YouTube, I've found many
great suggestions.
Yeah, and really good content about things I'm interested in.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, and maybe because it's more long form that it's not as like just trying to shock you with everything.
Sure.
I don't know.
I love Dr. Berg.
Dr. Berg.
He's like my favorite on all of these platforms. I love watching this guy. He seems just like a normal guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's very calm, intelligent, educated. And I like that's my guy. I feel like he's my personal doctor.
Right. So if he recommends something, you go, I'm going to do this.
Yes.
Or tells you to stop doing something like Dr. Berg tells
me. I turned my wife on to him.
Mm. How are you doing, Dr. Berg?
All right. Well, let's relax. Okay.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up program.
Yeah, all right.
We did that this morning at 5 a.m. We're going to be back here again tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. We're going to do the same thing. And then we'll see you tomorrow on the warm-up show at 5, the post-game podcast after that. See ya!
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Your mic's still on.
Hello?
Hey, everyone. It's Boomer and Geo. And if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation. And believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo. And you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
What's up, guys? I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. We're heading towards the home stretch of the WNBA season, and there is so much to get into every episode. Twice a week, I'm joined by one of my amazing co-hosts as we dissect the biggest games, performances, and even some off-court drama. The playoffs are quickly approaching, and now is the best time to tune in. Who will come away as this year's champion? The competition is heating up, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.